You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, August 22nd, 2017, week 216 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Tuesday, it means it's time for the leftovers. Let's get into it.
We got some Terminator 6 movie news. This is the James Cameron involvement one. Like the new one they're doing. I think Tim Miller is directing this one, I think. But they said Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to return, but he's not going to come back as a Terminator. He's not going to be the T-800. So I think he's going to be... They haven't officially said, but I assume he would be like the person the Terminator was designed after or whatever. He'd be like the human.
That doesn't seem like a good idea, though. Like,
why not?
This is like the Jango Fett.
Yeah. I mean, there had to be a guy like, of who the original...
So but like, we have... So are we assuming that the robots are better than the human version or worse than the human version?
Well, the robots are better.
Exactly.
Because there's a robot.
So how is this even going to be a battle? I hate when they do this.
Why?
I want to see them introduce... Like, they make Jango Fett seem like he's so amazing.
Yeah.
But technically, any stormtrooper or clone trooper out there is better.
I don't think so. Because he's a human being. He's got the skills.
Yeah, and they're all clones of him.
The clones are all...
They took out like all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
They don't and have Boba Fett is the only modified version.
Yeah, he's like the exact same thing as Jango Fett.
As Jango, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What they should do is they should show a movie where it's like, oh, like we found the original, the one that the robots are all based off of, and then he gets shot.
Maybe that's
and
what
just
happens.
Killed. He just dies right there, and they're like, oh yeah, because they modified him and made him better, and that's what robots are.
But he's not a robot. That's what I'm saying.
No, but like I know, but they like.
I'm saying he's the dude. They looked at that dude, and they're like, we should make Terminators that look like that dude.
That's weird. Then
why is it weird?
That's even weirder for me because why? He could just, they could make robots that look like Fabio.
True.
Like, they could have made robots
that's too obvious.
That look like me. They don't have, they'll be way stronger than me and better in every aspect because they're robots.
Yeah, why don't they make a bunch of different looking robots?
Yeah.
Like, because I think they come off an assembly line and they all look the same, maybe? I don't know. They never really get into it.
Yeah, but I feel
but in, like, Salvation,
so
it
you're telling
like,
me, like, in the future that they have...
Mm-hmm.
There are, like, no variants at all between them.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying
like,
to figure out.
Like, I would make them literally look like the enemy.
Yeah, that's what
and
they
And just make
do.
Them look like the
but
best
maybe
version
that,
of
that,
the enemy.
Maybe
how
that,
weird would it be if we went to war with North Korea and then North Korea released all these robots that look like famous actors?
Yeah.
Like, Tom Cruise is shooting at you.
She's so cool.
Charlize Theron is shooting at us.
But maybe he was, like, a big leader in the resistance or something. And that's, they chose him.
Or he was just like the president at the time. How weird would that be?
Yeah.
North Korea, if we start war with North Korea and they're like, yeah, we, Lockheed Martin or something is like, we have these robots. They look like Donald Trump.
I think our people would be scared already though. So it wouldn't be like,
that's,
I
like I
assume
that
the thing is
better.
To embrace him. And be like,
yeah,
oh, it's
but if he was
president.
A lovable president, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah. But maybe that's what it is. It's they, the Terminators decide to model it after Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's the president.
I'm down now.
And then it's it's like and like communication and everything's so decentralized so that word's not getting around fast enough that the president, it could be a Terminator.
Oh, that the president is a Terminator.
No. I'm saying that they model it after the president, but like you think word would
you're
get
like, hey, Mr. President, wait, why did you pull out a machine gun? What is going on?
What I'm saying is that they infiltrate, like, word, you assume word would get around, but it would be harder to get around because it's not as centralized.
Yeah.
And then, but.
So everyone just thinks these robots are the president?
Yeah, that's how he gets in to kill them all. Because he's like, oh, that's just the president, let him in.
They should do that more. I want to watch that movie now.
Yeah.
Where this, like, terrorist is like, holy shit, we got the president of the United States is here to kill us?
I mean, I'm assuming you'd have to get a terrorist if you were doing it from that perspective.
Yeah, it's from the terrorist perspective, but you're just like so bewildered. You're like, it's not the head guy.
That's even funnier.
Like,
You said it into your enemy, and they're just so confused by it.
Yeah, they're like,
but then they would shoot you right away. So
yeah, and then they're like, sense. "Whoa, their president is bulletproof." That's how they elect their government officials.
I don't think that would work.
It'd be so weird. Could you imagine? You're like a member of ISIS.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, sure, they make these weird threats. They're like, yeah, we're going to make the White House red with their blood. And then, like, you're, like, sitting in a cave somewhere or something. I don't know where they are. And then, like, Donald Trump shows up. But you don't know it's not Donald Trump. It looks like Donald Trump. And you're like, this is the guy we've been threatening for years. And he just, like, mows him down. And you're like, holy crap. Like, what is... Because it's, like, olden days when, like, the king would ride into battle.
Yeah.
But we don't have that.
It's like Game of Thrones, man.
That's what I also had an idea. That, like, what if we went to war and then Donald Trump started dressing in, like, a commander outfit?
Well, didn't he dress in... Well, it wasn't really an outfit. He had, like, the hat and the... When he went to that Navy base thing.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying full-on, like,
yeah,
commander regalia.
Well, that's what, like, they do in, like...
Other countries.
Like, dictators do, right? They always dress like the commander.
Like Fidel Castro.
You're not going into battle or doing anything.
Fidel Castro did that.
That's it was Gaddafi.
Yeah, Omar Gaddafi did that.
Saddam.
Hussein, yeah.
And so it's, I find it weird, but I guess, like, people look at him like, ooh, he's fighting.
Yeah,
it's
he's
just
like,
a symbol.
He's willing to fight for us.
It's like he's just dressing up.
Like how
he's cosplaying as a military dude.
Well, no, because Saddam Hussein would, like, go into battle. And so, like,
oh, really?
Yeah, he was crazy.
I don't know his hill.
Like,
history.
In a tank.
His history. That's crazy.
Like, I don't think if we went to war, I don't think Donald Trump would, like, even leave the White House.
Oh.
Unless he was on a golf course.
Most presidents don't do anything if you go to war.
See, I want
to
see that president. That's why I think it'd be so weird.
That like, Independence Day president, he's like, nope, I was a pilot. I'm going to fight those aliens.
Yeah. Or, like, Angels and Demons.
He's one of the best presidents.
Ewan McGregor's like, I used presidents. To be a helicopter pilot. Let me take care of it. Little did we know is that he was a terrorist.
He was a bad guy, yeah.
I'll use the term that guy that I think they deserve. He blew up a helicopter in the sky with a crazy bomb. He's a terrorist.
Yeah, that movie's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Kind of gets crazy.
But he was supposed to parachute down or something.
Oh.
In the book, I think it was different.
Mm-hmm. Weird. Why don't they just make it the same?
I don't know.
How would you change it?
Oh, because that was redemption, I think. Oh. It was supposed to be the redeeming value. Yeah. It was like, sacrifice him. He did all this bad stuff. But
oh. Sacrificed himself at the end.
Yeah. Silly books.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think I stand by that. If that was...
That's the new storyline they go with?
Yeah, like, it was the president at the time. Because then it's weird. It's haunting for the rest of your life when they did go bad. You're like, holy shit, like the president. It's like the president's
face. Well,
what if
he's just like a high-ranking soldier in the resistance?
No, because I want it to be like a face,
like,
that everyone recognizes. Yeah, it has to be like
that's
a
what
face.
I'm saying. He's like the John Connor before John Connor.
Yeah, something like that.
And then they bring him in, and then like that, and then they start the movie in like the future where he's okay, old,
so
he's old, and then he goes back in time. So I don't know what
in
the
America,
movie's
what,
plot is.
Who would it be? Like, what if we did it, like, modeled it after, like, George Washington? That would be even creepier.
I don't think people would know, like, exactly what George Washington... I mean, we've got these pictures of him.
Okay, let's choose, like, a
famous historical
Ulysses
figure.
Grant.
But it's so obvious, it's
because
like,
he was, like, a military guy. How sick would that be, though? Let's just imagine that world for a little bit.
Okay.
We're, like...
I'm just trying to think the practicality, like, of machines, and they wouldn't go for that.
We're invading the Middle East, and they're like, oh, like... Oh no, our soldiers. And they're like, nope, you got these robots. And they're like, what did these robots look like? And they're like, Ulysses Simpson Grant. And they're like, who's that? They're like, he's on the $50 bill. I know a lot of people don't have him, but he was a president, or he was a general too.
You just pick an obscure one.
Yeah.
Obscure president.
No, but he was like a general.
Yeah, I get, yeah, just generals get MacArthur on there and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm going for like a president general.
Oh.
Like a wartime president.
All right.
And then it would be weird because then you're like, wow, Eisenhower, like this old
Eisenhower,
white guy. Yeah.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Well, let's go Truman. Why not? Like, he was a nobody president.
You dropped the bomb.
Or so not him. Who was
pretty,
it?
Pretty big.
Who was a peanut farmer?
Oh, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. How about Jimmy Carter? Just going in.
Least
mowing people
threatening
down.
Looking president.
Why not just a whole bunch of presidents? Just all of them.
So weird.
Just going in, just mowing down terrorists.
There'd be some weird programming in those machines.
I say we make that movie.
Where it's a robot.
Robotic army. But they're presidents and they go rogue. kind of like a Captain America deal, where they're like, this is the country we're fighting for. Like, they've, they, it's like small soldiers where they start doing research on who they look like. One of them looks in a mirror, or maybe it's like a puddle, and he's like, I look like this. Like, that's facial scan. And that facial scan is like, Abraham Lincoln, free your slaves. And he's like, there is modern day slavery. I can't stand for this.
They're all motivated by what they look like.
Yeah, they're like, oh, jeez. Like, George Washington's like, I used to be a general.
It'd be pretty weird. Yeah.
Maybe say like, yeah, that'd be weird. 4 score and 7 years ago, you were supposed to die. Robotic presidents. 3D.
Of course, 3D. Has to be in 3D.
Yeah. It, and you can release it on President's Day weekend.
I watched the movie. For
release
sure.
it President's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not a moneymaker, I don't know what is. It'd be so weird.
That's a good movie right there.
Yeah.
It'd be nuts.
It'd be People really- are into Terminators, but let's just let that franchise die.
No. Cannot kill a Terminator franchise. Not as long as I'm here. Don't kill
Terminators. I think my robotic movie is better.
All right. I think my old Schwarzenegger, he modeled after him because he's big in the resistance.
That's, I think he should be president because he's like, he was governor. You can't legally be the president of the United States.
But maybe they get a new president after, like, they're like, obviously this dude let the country get destroyed.
Donald
so
Trump?
He's a, I mean, in the Terminator world.
What if after I'm that, saying. What if after Donald Trump, whatever happens to him, my theory is suicide.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
I think he likes himself too much.
I think that's his problem.
I don't think that.
Is he'll realize that he's like burning so many bridges that no one will like him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he just doesn't want to live in that world anymore. He kills himself.
Hmm.
How great would it be if a president hung himself in the Oval Office? Well,
would there be a cover-up? I don't know.
There has to be. My question is, do you think Social Security?
Secret Service
would get involved?
They have to stop him from harming himself, I would assume.
Yeah, then they should probably take away a bag of potato chips and Oreos, whatever he's crazy.
Well,
diet.
They can't prevent you from health harming. If it's a slow suicide, like over time, I don't think you can prevent
that.
They
can't really prevent that.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes about our government.
Yeah. So I don't think that would work.
But yeah. So you tell us, which movie do you want to see? Terminator 6 or my crazy president robot movie?
All right, let us know.
It'd be weird. Like, if we got really good at robots. Like, iRobot good.
Yeah.
And they just started looking like presidents.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want, like, George Washington cleaning your house for you?
I don't think so. That's too weird.
That'd be so cool if you had, like, if, like, robots were, like, doing stuff for us out and about.
Yeah.
What would your robot look like?
I don't think I want it to be a humanoid. Looking thing.
You want like a battle droid from Star Wars?
Yeah. That'd be better.
What about like iRobot, those robots?
Yeah, those are even better. I mean, I like the older models because those ones are too creepy. They look like Alan Tudyk. It's pretty creepy.
See, I want a robot that looks more realistic. Oh. I get to choose what it looks like.
Yeah, I want the ones that just looks like robots.
But how cool would it be though if you had a robot that looked like, I don't know, like Superman? And you're like, oh, like, hey, can you go get my groceries? He's like, yes, sir.
I think I'd be too mad he doesn't have, like, the powers and stuff.
Okay, like James Bond. Man, I think it'd be awesome if you get, or like the Queen of England.
He's so bizarre.
Yeah, you get to order her around.
Yeah, but I don't really care about that.
James Bond?
Yeah, I don't. Anybody in a suit can be James Bond.
Alfie.
Which James Bond?
Any Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Sean Connery.
But it'd be weird if somebody was still living. Because then you're like, that's weird.
Yeah, because then you get them to commit a murder.
Yeah, and you're get like, away with
it. Yeah. Yeah. Sean Connery gets arrested.
Well, I assume they have the laws that prevent them from killing people.
Yeah.
I assume. The robotic laws.
Yeah, but the thing is, I kill them. But make it look like my robot killed them. Which makes it look like Sean Connery killed someone. in the 70s.
It's like a double setup, so it's like you're double covered.
Yeah.
Because either in the 70s.
That's
See, this
like
works
Sean
if time travel is involved.
Yeah.
Get a robot from now that they made to look like somebody, then go back in time and make it look like somebody who looks like that at that time. Then have them commit a murder.
Yeah.
But then what's the point? You can time travel. Why are you murdering people anyway?
Yeah, that's true.
Holes.
Movie Pass news. This was major news.
AMC was pissed.
Yeah, AMC got pissed. Was AMC theater chain.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Not the channel.
They reduced their price to $9.95 a month. I signed up. Did you sign up?
Great deal. I did not sign up.
There's also Cinemia.
Did you get it? How does it work? You get it right away? Like you have
you
it
get
now?
Like a week? No, I have to wait. Okay. I'm waiting for my card to come in the mail.
I should get it. Yeah, I need to get it because it's the great deal.
Yeah, because then I was telling my coworker, I was like, I might just start going to the movies after work because there's like a movie theater
That's
right
what
by
I'm
my
saying.
Work.
I want to get one and just go, and even if it's a crappy movie, and like, I'll just go, and then even if it gets that crappy, I'll be like it may be a point. I've never done it, but I could leave, leave. Be like, whatever. I wasn't getting into it. So that's like a really good idea, but it's pretty nuts.
Yeah, but I don't see why AMC's pissed at it.
Yeah.
Because MoviePass is still paying for the ticket.
Yeah, they front it, right? They don't.
Yeah. All MoviePass is doing is they buy the ticket for you at full price.
Yeah.
And then sell your data.
Yeah, that's what I thought was happening.
And then they're like, well, we're going to block it. And then I was like, well, how are you going to block a MasterCard?
Yeah.
That's when the president of AMC hung up the phone on me.
That's why there are a bunch of articles like, if they're going to prevent this, they're going to have to stop accepting MasterCards.
Yeah, which is like crazy.
Yeah, which they wouldn't do that.
But then, so there's this other service called Cinemia, which right now is three movies a month for $20 a month, but you can go to IMAX, 3D, RPX, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could do Cinemia Plus or Cinemia for two, which is $36 a month for three movies for two people.
See, that's like harder because if it's like it works in like the summer, I feel like.
Yeah.
But other than that, it seems like it's hard to.
But it still comes out to a good deal because
it's a great deal if
less than $7 a ticket.
If you plan on doing it.
And with Cinemia, you can buy your tickets in advance.
Mm-hmm.
With MoviePass, you have to be at the theater
that's,
to buy your
that's
tickets.
The thing.
So, but the thing that people don't consider is this is awesome for loyalty programs. Like if you're a Regal Club
Crown. I didn't think about that. Is it? Oh,
because you get all those points.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I remember I used to like. That was
That's
my
nuts.
Hack when I used to have MoviePass because I used to have it back in the day.
I'm gonna get this MoviePass for sure then.
Yeah,
does it? It works. So and it works at like a lot of the big chains. Like it works at both. Basically,
at
both
Regal,
AMC and Regal.
AMC, like Cinemark.
Mm-hmm.
It works at a lot of stuff. Regency theaters. It doesn't work at like things like ArcLight.
Yeah.
And Cinépolis.
Mm-hmm.
But Cinemia works at ArcLight in Hollywood, but not the Cinépolis in RSM. It works at the Cinépolis in San Diego.
Got it.
So it's like, I don't know. I'm thinking I might just sign up for both.
It just sounds like such a
crazy
deal.
And then go see,
it's amazing.
Like, IMAX movies. Like, whenever there's a movie in IMAX, go watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, I need to get on that. It's interesting they announced it, like, right after the summer.
Yeah.
So.
Like, randomly, it came out.
Isn't it like guaranteed like $10 a month for like a year?
For a year.
That's crazy. See, that's a really good deal.
So that's why you might as well sign up.
Yeah.
And then like every weekend we'll go see a movie.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, I'm going to sign up.
Yeah.
Because that's like, you only have to see one movie.
See, but I'm thinking with the Cinemia thing, then you can go see like events. Like Inhumans.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can't use it for IMAX at all. Like, you can't use that towards it even.
MoviePass, no.
Yeah. But what you do is you get the points to get a free ticket.
Yeah.
And then you use that, and then you'd pay more, but, like, you get... Unless you do this in the other one.
Oh, see, that's a... well, the other...
Because that one, you can get points towards getting a free ticket, but you still have to pay money, but it'd only be, like, $6 or...
The other loophole I was thinking is if you use a MoviePass at, like, a Regal, you get a ticket for a movie you don't want.
Yeah.
You go and you return the ticket and sometimes they give you that voucher.
Yes. Oh, you're right. Because how else would they do it?
Because I don't know if they've ever put money back on my card.
Yeah, because I think that's what they would do. I think they always give you the voucher.
Yeah.
That's another way around it. It doesn't get you a free ticket, but it gets you enough where you can see an IMAX for like $6.
Yeah.
It's a good idea too.
So, yeah.
It's crazy. What if you do that every day?
Exactly. And the thing is, you can see a movie.
This is nuts. there's some crazy about this. I'm so confused.
Yeah. Because before, they used to require you to take a picture of your ticket stub.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder if they changed any of those rules. Because you had the old one, right?
But I was in it before you had to do that.
Yeah.
I never had to do that.
Huh, so it was like a weird period.
Yeah, you have to be. The only thing is, you have to like check in to the movie theater. You have to be within 100 yards of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go and buy your ticket. You select the movie and the showtime.
Yeah. But
at AMC's, I used to just use the ATM thing that they had to buy my tickets. And I would say I was checking into one movie and then buy a ticket for another one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real way of enforcing that.
Yeah. I think it's just so new. And not a people. Like, no one's... It's obviously there. Like, enough people are not taking advantage of it that it works. That it's like it's another $10 a month thing where someone doesn't barely uses it.
That's what they were banking on before.
Yeah, but that.
But now they.
This is the price point where it makes sense for everybody.
Yeah, like I'm shocked if this isn't the new Netflix where like everyone has it.
Yeah,
because why wouldn't you have it?
I'm just shocked it went down to 10. I mean, 20 seems reasonable.
$10.
That's a movie.
That's how much you're paying for at Costco. That's how much you're paying for a ticket.
Exactly. That's the cheap ticket. It's that's the cheap ticket.
Yeah, so it's like, why wouldn't you?
Because literally, even if you say you're paying like full price for one ticket, that's like, say it's like $15 or whatever. It's probably more than that now. Like $15,
like not matinee.
It's like over the year, $15. Even if you only see like, you only have to see like 10 movies the whole year or whatever.
Less
than that, yeah.
I think it's eight.
Eight movies the whole year.
Eight is $120.
Yeah, and I'm definitely seeing eight movies in a year.
Yeah.
In the theater.
And we never go see like more than one movie a day.
Yeah, and I would definitely go see random movies too. Just because I would have it.
My only thing is I wish they offered like a for two membership or something where you could buy more than one ticket on your...
Yeah. That'd be nice.
And advanced ticket, like... ticket purchasing through the app.
Yeah, if there was just like a fee or something.
Because my problem now is the only problem I foresee is a lot of theaters at Regal or VIP and stuff, and they don't disclose that right away.
Yeah, that's the hard part. There's more and more of those.
So it's like it's harder and harder. You have to be able to find out what movies are not VIP, like just standard 2D.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely like a lot more work. Do it then. It was getting easier as far as like online and everything, but now that makes it harder.
Like, but I mean, dude, $10 a month is a great price point.
Still, like if you're willing to do it, like I think it's worth it. Definitely.
Yeah. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Super Troopers 2 has a release date. It comes out April 20th, 2018. Mm. The birthday of the podcast. So,
yes, indeed.
No other days of note on that day.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So yeah, that's gonna be exciting. Finally.
Yeah, it's been a long time. They've been trying to make this movie.
Yeah, they went to Kickstarter for this movie.
Yeah.
And then James Bond news: Daniel Craig officially says he will be playing James Bond in James Bond 25, whichever title they come up with for that.
No surprise.
Yeah,
it was a surprise. Right after the last one came out, but he's like, I did these other movies and
they weren't.
Hasn't worked out, I don't think.
Yeah. And then Christopher Robin, the Disney movie with Ewan McGregor as Christopher Robin, they cast some more people. Brad Garrett has been cast as Eeyore, which is perfect casting.
Yes.
Alan Tudyk has been cast as Tigger, which is perfect casting. Jim Cummings has been cast as Winnie the Pooh, which is also perfect casting because he is the voice. He's been the voice of Winnie the Pooh for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Hayley Atwell has been cast as Christopher Robin's wife, who leaves him. So I'm sure she will only be in the movie momentarily because she leaves him and that's what causes these hallucinations to come back.
TV news. The Jetsons TV show has officially gotten a pilot order by ABC. So this is being developed by Robert Zemeckis, I think?
Yeah.
He directed Back to the Future and stuff.
Because he was attached to direct the movie for a while.
Yes. So, but now it's a TV show. Not sure how this TV show is going to work out. But
I think they're just stabbing in the dark.
But they're just going for it. And like, I don't know, man. Live action Jetsons doesn't... There's something about something that's animated going to live action. It's a hard thing to do.
And hopefully it's more diverse than the Jetsons animated series.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Because that was horrid.
Yep.
I can't find when this article was posted, but... How I Met Your Father is back on. It's getting rewritten by by a writer from You Were the Worst, which is an FX show, which is, in my opinion, one of the best shows on TV right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a chance.
Might be coming.
Yeah. And that's more than we can say about a lot of things.
Ozark, show on Netflix, has gotten renewed for season 2.
Yeah.
So everybody's coming back, I believe.
Nice. Some MMA news. They will be using 8-ounce gloves. Mm-hmm. Mayweather versus McGregor.
Agreed to it, yep.
Which a lot of people are like, well, this is going to be end up so badly.
Why?
Because those are lighter gloves, so that means there's going to be more damage behind the gloves.
Mm. They're just suing because Conor wants it, right?
Yeah.
That's the reason.
Well, because Conor was like, let's fight at like 4-ounce gloves, which is what UFC fights at.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, boxing match at that weight would be 10-ounce gloves. And then Mayweather, during one of the press conferences, foolishly said, I'll fight at whatever ounce gloves you want.
Yeah.
And I don't think he realizes how much of a difference that will make.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
So.
Crazy, they can just like
change. Well, it went to a whole committee and everything, yeah. And then all the doctors were like, please don't do this.
Yeah.
Because like, there's no benefit, it's only going to do more damage.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out and did it. Anyways, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's crazy how they can, like, you can bet before all that stuff's final and that it can be decided pretty soon, like, not that long before the fight.
Yeah, because then someone showed, like, pictures of the difference between 10-ounce gloves and 8-ounce gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Because they say, like, 8-ounce gloves are nearly... are nearly, like, on your hand, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. Xbox One X just pre-ordered, just went on live. So I'm doing that right now. Because I want one. And for some reason, I can't do one click order. Okay, thank you for listening. On Netflix today, Lynn Coplett's Hormonal Beast and Sadie's Last Day on Earth. Sadie's Last Days on Earth. Come back tomorrow for some We Viewed, Reviewed, and discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.